Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Thursday, March 10th, 2022, and we're going to have an open mic night. We're going to talk about a variety of things, so please feel free to join the conversation. I had several people tell me that they were going to be calling in because there were some things they wanted to talk about. So let's see what's going to happen tonight. I'm going to go ahead and start with the American Creed. I was going over some of the President George Washington's quotes last time, but we're going to go to the American Creed today. And I think it's something we should all make sure we know. Okay, I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity, for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. And this was William Tyler Page back in 1918, and it was accepted by the U.S. House of Representatives on April 3rd of 1918. So, okay, we're getting some people out there already. Like I say, it's open mic night. I'm going to talk about just a couple of things, and then we're going to get you guys on. That might be Dr. Tolbert out there. First thing I want to mention real quick, for those who live in Central Florida, the I-4 Lexus lanes are now officially open. Multi-billion dollar boondoggle, over budget, whatever, crash course, whatever, in less than a week or right at a week, I think it was, they've already had a major crash on that road. And it's just another layer of taxes. So why Florida is by no means the worst when it comes to taxes, you pay big taxes to drive in this place, especially in Central Florida, where there's almost nothing but toll roads. And they put toll lanes on, Lexus lanes, express lanes, on Interstate 4. And they call it congestion pricing. And that's because they say, you know, when it's busier, you're going to pay more, you know, whatever. So beware. Same time, there's in Orange County, they're trying to have another tax increase. Tax increase would be to fund SunRail, which is scam rail, which is a dead-end train thing that goes nowhere, and also the Lynx bus system, which both of those got COVID money in the past. Nobody could ride on them because, you know, the social distancing, but they got plenty of COVID money. I mean, it's just all insane. So just be aware if you're in Orange County, and part of the reasons why I left Orange County. And if you don't like it, leave it. It's that simple. And then there's just so many things I put out here, just some major, just general topics and some biggies out here to talk about tonight. And I think just the first point I'm making out here, which to me is the most important of all, is the United States of America is falling right in front of our eyes. And it's because of the totally treasonous, unethical, ungodly, anti-American communists that are in public office today. They're there because we let them get there. They're there because we let them stay there. And, of course, having a corrupt election didn't help any. And with everything, and, you know, come on, 2020 was a corrupt election. Don't, you know, whether you wanted Trump to be elected or not, just face the facts. And we've become a very, I don't want to use the word evil, but a selfish culture, has no values, anything goes. Go rob a jewelry store, it's okay. Go into the drugstore, take whatever you want on your bicycle, right out the door, it's okay. Steal, steal, steal. It's just insane. And then, of course, there's so much going on right now with the Ukraine and everything else. And I'll tell you, with me, the Ukraine is the replacement of COVID. We went from the COVID disaster, that was all part of the Great Reset, to this disaster. It's all part of the process. And I know some people want to say, oh, yeah, well, go to study the history. Go look at what happened when Hitler was involved. Just, it's right in front of us. Ignorance is not bliss, people. Ignorance is dangerous. wake up and smell the stuff all around us and realize that we let the stuff get there and that it's only us who can get rid of the stuff. And I'll tell you, there's some things that have been happening with the GOP. And if you think the GOP is going to save this country, that they're the solution. I mean, are they the lesser of two evils? I guess that's what we say, the lesser of two evils. But right now, they're taking us down the same road, just a little bit bumpier, a different path, whatever, but it's all going the same way. They're promoting, they're signing off on a bill that includes vaccine mandates. How could they do that? How could any American do that? For one, if you believe in the Constitution, but you got Republicans doing it too. So you know what? If you think the Republicans are your answer, they're going to be the hero of the day, you better start calling them all and telling them what you think about it. Tell them to stop this crazy funding that they're doing that's got somewhere to the tune of $4 billion in earmarks on it. Tell them to do something about this craziness of, you know, we're not going to take oil from Russia, but we're not going to use our own either, so we're going to suffocate ourselves here, which is what it is. And for those who are really stupid, I mean, clueless, ignorant, dumb, stupid, whatever you want to call it, when you get a barrel of oil, there's much more out of it than just the gas that goes in your car. So many things, and it's hard to even explain. You are truly shooting off your foot. We are shooting ourselves in the foot, cutting off our nose, a spider face, whatever you want to call it, when you're doing this, because so many things are linked to the fossil fuel industry, and electric cars don't run without electricity. Where do you think the electricity comes from? I mean, how can people be this stupid? How can Americans be this stupid? Oh, wait a minute, public education. Public education that would worry more about teaching kindergarten, all kids, whether they're, you know, well, you, Joey is playing with a doll, so he must be really want to be a girl, so let's change him to a girl. And, I mean, he's only 5 years old. What does he know, you know? We know better. He picked up a doll, and so he must be want to be a girl. He's really supposed to be a girl. And all this insanity. This is what they're doing instead of teaching how to read, write, and arithmetic routine. There's not going to be any rocket scientists coming out of that mess, which, for the record, what the Florida bill did was say you're not going to brainwash and manipulate these children into thinking that the girl is a boy and the boy is a girl and everything else. It's kindergarten through grade 3 is where this is prohibited. I think it should be prohibited all the way through. I mean, maybe you can go on high school. I don't know. Talk more about sexuality in high school. But I don't believe any of it really belongs in the public school. We do not need these morons who are teaching everything anti-American that there is, be trying to brainwash your kids into saying, well, you're not really a boy. You don't really want to be a boy. You really want to be a girl. You're a girl. You really want to be a boy. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And we've got to put an end to it. So but understand, that's what the bill is, not the nonsense that they keep saying. And then, like I say, this craziness of this vaccine, and then Ukraine really is the new COVID. It's all part of it. Steve Dace was talking about this on Glenn Beck's show, I think it was last week or whatever, and he's talked about it several times. And it's really the truth. And Glenn Beck is actually saying some very similar things, too. It's crazy. The other thing, real quick here, is treason. I look around, and these people in public office, and all I see is treason. Aiding the enemy. Biden has aided the enemy in so many ways. Biden is the true commander of the destruction, the takeover, the fall of the United States of America. And I say that because of what he's done on the southern border. How many terrorists and enemies have come over that border? We have got scattered across this countryside right now, ready to attack us from our homeland. Not to mention the fentanyl that's coming in because of it, that's killing us. And this is Biden's doing in his nutcase of a vice president who's giggling about people suffering in Ukraine. I mean, it's so sick, but it's treason. So I don't know if it'll be next week, and within the next couple weeks there, we're going to do a show strictly on treason. And tell me, if this isn't treason, what is? Now we're going to go into we're out there playing games, aiding Iran and Russia in so many ways. The games that are being played, going into business again with Iran. Not to mention, apparently, Hunter Biden is still in business with China, communist China. This is all treason. And I'm telling you, you better think twice about what these Republicans are doing. You better take a close look at these Republicans. If they're in office today, you better have a very good, strong record to show that they actually stand for anything to do with the Constitution and the United States of America before you go and vote for them again in a primary, much less the general. Because there's so many of them that need to be flushed out of there. So many of them. And it's unbelievable. It truly is. So anyway, let's see. Was there any other key things I wanted to mention? Senator Lee is supposed to be from Utah, is supposed to be trying to get rid of the mandates in there in that funding bill. And can you imagine $4 billion of earmarked crap in this bill when we are facing the problems we're having today? And, of course, the other part, I guess, just on the fuel thing, going to the strategic reserve stuff to try to cover up for this mess, the strategic oil that we would need if we were attacked on this homeland, which we are, to me, as far as I'm concerned, we are under attack right now in different ways. It's not, of course, COVID was part of it, but you've got all these people coming invading this country, the fentanyl coming into this country. It's just the drug trafficking, the human traffic. I mean, it's and this is all Biden. Biden, to me, has got to be the most treasonous president that we have ever had. This Congress has been the most treasonous Congress we've ever had. And nobody wants to say the T word. Nobody wants to say it. We have to start saying it out loud. Yeah, they harassed Trump and trying to impeach him on stupid things. There's a lot of people that need to be impeached and thrown out of office. A lot of people need to be in jail for treason, aiding the enemy. The real insurrection is going on in Washington, D.C. today. Forget January 6th. January 6th wasn't the problem. So, anyway, feel free to call in and join the conversation. I'm pretty sure that's Dr. Tolbert. I'm going to have him on here. Call in 347-857-4364, 347-857-4364. Make sure you press 1 to tell me that you want to speak on the air. Otherwise, I will just let you listen. And with that being said, and did I have it right? Is this Dr. Tolbert?
You have it right, Sally. Congratulations. You just won 20 cents.
How are you doing? You haven't been on in a little while, a couple months, I guess, a month and a half, something like that. Good to have you back on. Please let us know a little bit about what you're doing and tell us what in the world are we going to do with this country. How are we going to save this country and save this world?
You know, it's interesting. The book Systematic Theology Through the Spiritual Eye, Walking Your Vision University, was published, and we then have it in the market, and so we decided to write book 2, which has the same title, Systematic Theology Through the Spiritual Eye, but volume 2 has a subtitle, God's Laws Versus Man. So everything you've discussed is actually coming in and being written in our new book. We're getting into the Sharia law. We're getting into the Declaration of Independence. We're getting in the 7 articles of the Constitution, the 27 amendments. We're going into the background of how we have failed to follow the instructions of biblical standards. So when you look at how God set laws and how we were supposed to follow these laws, and then how man, and we got into how Saul got elected, and people say 2 years, but 20 years, became the king, and then David walks in and takes over, and how the corruption of socialism, capitalism, and federalism, and all these things contradicted and are contradicting the biblical standards. We're going to address this in the new volume, which will be put out in June of this year, and it is coming down to the fact that the two-party system, when we wrote the federal government, is not the way the Constitution is supposed to be. Many people don't understand there really isn't a two-party system. There's two different names, but both parties are working together, and they're saying certain things to the public where actually under the table they're violating the Constitution. We also got into the fact that Biden and Trump did in some cases, and Obama did a majority, wrote laws where they have no right to write laws, that the Congress is to write the law. And then you had the problem with the Supreme Court, which was agreeing upon the laws written by Obama or by Biden, rather than saying, no, you can't write these, you can't do anything about it, your responsibility as president is to enforce. So now you have the treasonable effect of the Congress, the Supreme Court, and the president. So the three branches are actually committing treason in the United States. Biden just joined Maduro in Venezuela, and they're forming a partnership. Biden formed a partnership with China, who has formed a partnership with Russia, and of course, none of them like Poland and Ukraine. They're trying to stop from becoming part of NATO. I'm not with NATO to begin with because of its own corruption, but they should have stood and done certain things. When I was in the military, I was also a plans officer, and I believe we could have put 250,000 troops in training surrounding Ukraine on a mission of training, just as Russia declared they were having training. We could have done that in 48 hours, would make people think about it. But let's go back to Japan and let's go back to Hawaii, how we knew there was going to be a movement against our country. We allowed this to happen in order to declare a war after we lost multi-millions of dollars in destruction. And we're doing the same thing today, except we have a president that won't stand up and defend. Now, when we did away with the draft and we put people on call, we didn't call them to the draft. Well, that was one of the things that we should have done several months ago. We should have called the draft. We should have had the people come together. We should have prepared and said it. No country is going to come against the United States that is prepared to act as an aggressor or a defender. The United States in 1980, when I got out of the military 22 years, had decided to no longer structure our military power to be international. They changed it where they moved the troops out of countries, put them around the United States, and we no longer could defend ourselves from a distance. This same situation is why we cannot today protect ourselves. And then you got into the oil question. The president, Congress could say, we're going to remove all taxes from the oil because you have federal taxes. And the state governors can say, we're going to remove the taxes from the state oil. That would reduce our cost of fuel by 60%+. Thirdly, there's the issue that we have the largest oil reserve of any country. We're doubled, tripled the oil reserves that we're not using. We could have opened it up. We could have done this in preparation. We didn't do it again. Climate control, in articles that we've written on climate control, we've come down to the fact that it is all a false thing, that every 100 years there's a difference in what happens with the sun and explosions, and you have the change of weather. So when we got into the articles, we showed that what they're talking about in climate and climate control versus using fuel is totally a non-proper statement. And they're using it because what it, again, it was about the UN and the countries wanting to formulate control over the United States. So hiding our reserves, using the electric cars, falsely presenting everything that we're doing, the press and everything is just created. We and you and I discussed in the past the influenza and the flu and how they buried it with the virus in order to sustain and overcome the republic that we have and to use socialism. And that's all it was. So everything you're talking about, the increase of cost of products, the treason, the false teaching, we're actually getting into the Christianity in the United States and all the countries today is not being properly defined. We don't have believers in God and the Lord Jesus Christ in America as what we had in the past. People are claiming to be Christians in Christianity, but they're using the false pretense. This one will actually be presented in our third book more, where we get into the interaction of establishing parochial and public schools and how we have to get back into the education, the production, and the defense. So all the things that you and I have discussed over the last number of years, the writing of the books, the publications, is showing that there's a temporary halt by God of what we're doing because our failure to believe who he is. A true believer in God will say, God, step up and take charge, and I will fight and defend accordingly, as what they had to do. So now you have Ukraine that is saying, we will fight. So Russian soldiers are now turning against Russia, and Russian soldiers are killing Russian soldiers. All these things are changing where Russia is going to lose power. Putin is going to get destroyed. Biden is going to go out of office. China is going to change their procedure. The production is going to change. So where we'll be in 2 years from now is being created because people are going to change their mind. They're going to change their thought. They're going to go back to what they should be doing and going back into God's going to take charge, Sally. So I'm going to just stop there, and that's kind of opening up where I'm at. Thank you.
Well, that's you definitely said a mouthful there, and there's so much of it is true. I'm hoping that very last part, that the true awakening, Americans, you know, truly waking up the sleeping giant and the lion is awoken kind of thing. I'm hoping that we are truly at that point where enough people are really, really waking up. At times, though, I mean, part of me sees, yes, there's definitely something changing out there compared to what you and I were talking to people about 10 plus years ago, whatever it has been. Because, you know, we were talking back there, and, oh, no, this can't happen in America. Oh, you're a conspiracy nutcases. I mean, we all know what they said. And we'd say, well, have you ever heard of Hitler? do you believe the Holocaust really happened? Do you believe history repeats itself? And they would just be in such denial, and it was so much more important to watch basketball or football or baseball, whatever. And but little by little, we have seen people starting to be more informed. Is it happening fast enough? Well, of course, it's not happening fast enough to me. Will we have enough of a attitude adjustment when it comes time to getting rid of the rhino communist Democrat Republicans that are in office, because there's so many of them? And people need to understand, the Democrats have always played the game. The Republicans are just a bunch of bobbleheads most of the time. I just really don't understand the Republican Party at all. They're one of the weirdest. Lincoln, I must be spinning in his grave after what he created for the Republican Party. The Republican Party that was for the Republic. That's where the name came from, Republic. We are a Republic. But what they do today is just so, so insane and just disgusting. But, again, going back, the Democrats were the ones who played the game. They said, well, you know what? We have these crazy voters out here who vote for a letter. They just say, well, this person's Republican, so they must believe in this. This person's a Democrat, they must believe in this. The Democrats played the game, said, well, Democrats, let us run as Republicans and take over the Republican Party. And that's what's happened. I'm telling you, Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham is going to be one of the weirdest GOP rhino, whatever. The guy's got a split personality or something. I can't figure him out for anything. He's weird. But, I mean, go back and saw some tape of him earlier today. I don't know when this was taken. But Biden is such a nice guy. I don't see how anybody could not like him. He's talking about what a great guy Biden was. I don't know what year it was when they were videotaping this, but he was there saying it. But he and McCain were so disappointing in the years. And, of course, McCain has passed away since then. But it's just a bunch of nutcases. The Republican Party is filled with nutcases. You have a small group in there the Jim Jordans, Matt Gaetz, and the other, you know, you got this group out there that are, and what's the guy's name, Chip Roy, I think, out of Texas. You really have some strong Republicans out there, but you have way too many. The RINOs, who were just Democrats who ran as Republicans. They said, you know, let's take over. We'll take over, and we'll call ourselves Republicans, but then we'll do everything like a communist Democrat would do, and that's what they've done. Now, on the religious side, I like to remind people of what Reagan said. This is, quote, "When we are no longer one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under." And that's, we're on that line. If we don't get back to core values, core faith and belief, we don't stand any chance, not to mention all the other things that are going on. I want to mention, and I think I sent out the email when just recently, and you should have seen about the Tri-State Compact. Now, this, again, is stuff we talked about in the past. Public-private partnerships are fascism. It's the collusion of government in the private sector. And how many Republicans have been on board with that, including Trump? Trump was part of that, too. Did he not understand what a public-private partnership is? Fascism, but, you know, so we've got that going on out there. This Tri-State Compact that's happening right now, this is the recently it was Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee trying to form this region, this Tri-State Compact. It will create a quasi-governmental agency, not elected. No, none of them will be elected, and they will have the right of eminent domain. And when you go back and you look at these people that are on these boards, who are they tied to? BlackRock and the likes of others, all the progressive New World Order, globalist, Great Reset stuff. And we're losing our rights to a group of people who have no don't care about this country at all. They don't care. It's the other way around. They want to take it down. They want to control us. It's just, this is Tri-State Compact. You can look up this one. Mississippi State Representative Steve Hopkins was on some shows talking about this, and you can find some information there, but you can also do a general search on Tri-State Compacts and see how the Constitution allows this. There's actually for states to work together to form compacts, whatever. However, my understanding is they're supposed to be approved by Congress when you have these states commingling, if you will. And maybe you can clear up the constitutional status on that one. But the whole point is they're giving all this power to an unelected quasi-governmental agency, and they will have the rights to just take over your land and do whatever they want, take your property, give it to somebody else. Unbelievable. And there was Washington who said, property rights and liberty are inseparable. If you you can't have liberty if you don't have property rights, and you can't have property rights if you don't have liberty. So you better think seriously what that really means, too, because what's his name, Klaus, with the World Economic Forum, the ultimate of the globalist one-world-order Great Reset stuff, you will own nothing. And I think they were saying 2030, 2035, I think, was their year. But the main thing is you will own nothing and be happy about it. Think about this. This is what this group of individuals is doing. And Bill Gaetz is part of that group. Don't, you know, I know you know that, Dr. Tolbert, but for those listening, you better understand that's out there too. The people that are engaged in this stuff, you will own nothing and be happy about it. It's just absolutely sick. So I'll get your thoughts on that Tri-State Compact and, of course, the public-private partnership stuff, the fascism. It's amazing who tries to talk about fascism. And then the Constitutional Convention. We know the founders, there's going to be a rough time. There's going to be times when you need to re-look at everything and see what you need to do. Would a Constitutional Convention solve any problem or create more? Mark Levin talks about it all the time. And in theory, that's what we should do. In theory, it's like, wait a minute, these people in office are so far out of control. We've got to get back to our states, get more to the local and the states. We've got to get them in there and change this, get this constitutional convention going. But I'm telling you, based on what we see in these Republicans, how many Republicans would you trust with the Constitution? Not very many I would trust. So with those couple of things being said, I'll give it back to you because I did say a mouthful there. And anything you can add as far as the true Constitution to some of that stuff, too, please feel free to share that with us.
Yeah, the issue, Sally, is the true Constitution is to eliminate all the amendments after Amendment 11 through the Amendment 27, and that the Bill of Rights, the 10 amendments, be re-looked at by the Supreme Court and showed how they interact within the seven articles of the Constitution. So for someone to attend a constitutional conference would be totally disregarding the Constitution. They would be looking at how to add to the Constitution rather than how to enforce the Constitution. All the subsidiaries of the 11, 12 through 27 amendments actually totally disregarded the original intent and the biblical standards. And that's why we added it to the new book. The fact that God is mentioned twice in the U.S. Constitution and how it was to be implied where you follow the laws of God and not the laws of man, and how there was the Jewish people putting together 900 and some laws versus the Ten Commandments, and how they overrode God's laws, and how God had to step in and remove people from office and remove them from this earth and replace them with someone who would then lead them accordingly. The question is going to be, as we wrote in before, that myself and you and other individuals should have been agents with the President of the United States at that particular time, Donald Trump, and we should have been giving him advice on what and how and what is constitutionally correct when they're getting people. We also wrote letters and advised, and nothing was listened to by any of the presidents, that the CIA, the FBI, the Homeland Security were corrupt and that they were all ran by socialism. This is now ongoing. It didn't change. Trump failed, and Biden is enforcing what Trump failed to do is remove people that were taking you to a one-world power. This one-world power under the UN, under the United Nations, under Russia, we've covered multiple times. And it's not going to get corrected if the Christian community, and I call them Christian communities with the word, those who believe God truly does build structure and put life in us and had a divine purpose. None of this is being followed by our ministries, our pastors. I have a lot of countries now we're working with. We're in like 45 countries. This happens to Pakistan, Syria, India, Africa, Cambodia, Thailand, some South American countries. They're following my instructions of how to rebuild their schools, how to reestablish their direction. The issue is we're working with very few people in the United States of America who have not seen countries where the people that believe in God in these other countries have come to the conclusion that their country has failed to follow the biblical standards that is being set forth. It's going to take a leader to override the devil, Satan actions that we call in the United States the 666, the sign of man. In the Bible was the way man thinks with the evil power of going and doing things, rather than going to the biblical born-again theory that there is a responsibility for us to enforce. Now, the question that we're seeing being asked, what we're watching happening, is the members of Ukraine are coming up and saying, I will stand and die for the defense of my country to be a sovereign country, that we will not allow other people to dictate, to override, and to do away with who we are. The current president was an actor, and there was a person in Canada that established his things. Now, here is a guy that's being put up for the Nobel Prize. Here's a guy who is standing strong, and he's fighting for the rights, and he's doing things. Yet in our own country, we have no one, not one senator, not one House of Representatives, not one member of the staff of Biden and the executive branch, not one member of the Supreme Court, not one governor, not one representative of our state are standing up and saying, we're going to defend our country and our Constitution. Show me one person, give me one name of our government, whether it's federal or state, that is saying, I will stand up and die to defend our Constitution. Our soldiers are no longer equipped to defend our states. Nothing is defending our Constitution. We are totally in a position where Venezuela went. We're in a position when Russia in the Second World War overrode countries and took away all the rights, and they are now doing exactly the same thing that Hitler did. They're establishing by moving out what Hitler did in his overthrowing. Russia is killing people that believe in God. Russia is killing people that believe in the Constitution. Russia is saying, if you won't become part of our network, we will destroy your country. This is something that's going on. It has been in the making, but it was in the making in the Old Testament. It was in the making throughout the Bible that all this took place because people failed to say, I believe in God, the Father, the Holy Ghost, and I will defend him first, and then everything will come into place, Allie.
Yeah, I'm telling you, people don't, I really blame it. We can go back to the public schools when they insisted on taking God out of schools, taking prayer out of schools. And I don't remember exactly when, you may know the date, but I know at one point Congress actually passed a law that the Bible was mandatory reading. And it's, at one point we truly genuinely believed in this, and then somehow, some way, and I believe it was probably, was it in the 20s or 30s when we started letting all the communists come into this country saying, well, we're a free society, you have the right to believe what you want to, so we're going to let the communists in. And then we literally created a communist group, that people that were going to promote communism, and they knew they couldn't just go and bomb us. And, you know, they couldn't take the normal or typical war approach to take over the society, but they were going to the Talensky's Rules for Radicals kind of thing, where they're going to take over by the school through education and through a total change of the culture, takeover of the culture little by little, and using the Constitution against us, which, by the way, you go back to the Declaration refers to natural law. What is natural law? I don't believe natural law is teaching kindergarten kids whether a girl should be a boy and whatever else and all that insanity that's going on. So we totally reject natural law. We've done everything we can to divide the people, to create hate, to stop communication, the crazy mask stuff, which is finally going away. There's all these different pieces, all to take down the culture. Americans are humans in general. We're social creatures. And when you do things to isolate groups from one another instead of promoting true unity, didn't we have this guy called Biden said he was going to promote unity, you know, make us a united people again, whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's done everything just the opposite of it, which, of course, is what the intention always was.
Let me interact. First, it's June the 25th, 1962, the Supreme Court ruled that the biblical teaching and the believing in God would be removed from our school system. So it's been that many years ago that we've watched the Supreme Court corrupt and take away our rights when the entire Constitution was written on a biblical standard. So the Supreme Court then and the Supreme Court now are the same corrupt as they were. It hasn't changed. There's been major corruption in their interpretation that we are allowed or not allowed to have biblical teaching and prayers. This is another reason why I'm formulating in 195 countries the parochial school versus public school system and Christian teaching, is because as a private universities, you're not falling under the standard what they're doing to your public school system, where they're removing the right of you to discuss, to pray. Some schools have came to the conclusion that we'll give you 5 minutes of silent prayer, but don't speak out loud about God. So our federal government, our Supreme Court, has removed God from our school system in 1962. Now, I joined the Army in 1960, so I would have been 19, 20 years old when they made an option of total corruption, and people don't realize that this has been an ongoing factor, that the federal government had no right in education. The Supreme Court had no right in education. There is no right in the Constitution for us to have a Department of Education within the federal government, that the states have failed to educate accordingly under the Constitution because it falls under the 10th Amendment, and the states failed to enforce their own rights of what they believe in. So all these factors, Sally, have been ongoing. So, you know, people think, well, we're doing this in 1 year, or we're doing this, and this has been a 50, 60, 70, 80-year ongoing trend of destroying the United States of America. Go ahead.
Absolutely the truth. And, I mean, most people don't even know what the 10th Amendment is. But it's so true. And, you know, when we get to the thing with the Supreme Court, because, you know, here this was supposed to be the one that interpreted the Constitution, which is based off of our Declaration. And they keep insisting on putting attorneys in there. Why do they put attorneys in there? And everything I know about the Constitution is you do not have to be an attorney to be on the Supreme Court. That is not some kind of prerequisite. But they always go look at people who have been judges and this and that and whatever else. Why don't they look for a constitutionalist? I mean, there's plenty of them out there. We have so many constitutionalists. Why don't they try getting somebody who actually knows what the Constitution is and actually will follow the Constitution instead of these attorneys or whatever, kind of barristers, is you know, kind of thing, because you don't know what to expect from them anyway. You know, how it was put, attorneys are taught to argue both sides of the case. They don't really have any belief, which you're supposed to be neutral when you're listening to a case. You're supposed to hear the case, hear the facts, and apply them to the Constitution. How does the Constitution support or reject what they're saying? But they don't do that. And the other part, too, yeah, when you talk about the real quick here, then I'll get back to you. When we talk about education, the Federal Department of Education, another quasi-government agency kind of thing that comes up. But why did the states do it? Because the states wanted the money. Whenever the Department of Education, plus all these other quasi-government agencies they've been creating all over the place, have taken over control, but the states were the ones selling us out. We've got to have – people need to understand what a state is. That's why I read that all the time with the Americans' Creed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. I don't think most people know what a sovereign state is. And the truth is, well, DeSantis isn't perfect. Nobody is. He's been one of the stronger governors, truly holding up his end of the deal with what states' rights are. He's been doing more of that. He definitely, I'll say it's kind of a mix of what he's done when it comes to national defense, even though he has said, I don't know if they passed the bill yet or not, to get the money to round up the illegals that Biden dumped in our state and go dump them up in Delaware. Relocate them up there. So he was doing that, but I would like to see him do more. how much more, I don't know, when it comes to what DeSantis should be doing, but I think he's done an awful lot. He's been much more of a stronger 10th Amendment governor than most I've seen out there. So with that being said, I'll go back to you. I know you were going to say something.
Yeah, I just want to cover real quickly the Constitution of the 13th Amendment is totally breached. It actually says, and I sent you the link, that the 13th Amendment was no lawyers were allowed to be in the government offices. And then it was ratified and removed after the Civil War, but in 1819. So lawyers were never supposed to be in the Supreme Court. They were never supposed to be in our Congress. They were never supposed to be in our executive branch. They were totally not allowed to have any of this. And now we put lawyers where they're only there for the purpose of financial enrichment for the defense of the Constitution. So the 13th Amendment was not legally ratified correctly to be changed, and everybody wants to put it into a different framework. And I'm not going to get into what people believe about the 13th Amendment and our racial issues today, but the actual Constitution of our amendments are totally not legally ratified, and our Supreme Court is not looking at and giving you the correct answers. So how many people knew or know that no lawyers legally are allowed to be in our government? How many people know that, Sally?
Not very many, because of the cover-up of the 13th Amendment, the missing amendment, the stolen amendment. It's really true, and it's and I remember, you know, it was Washington, who was not an attorney. He referred to himself as citizen representation, and he would go back and say, you know, we can't. That's why he wasn't going to be king. We were supposed to be representatives, and supposed to be another citizen. It's not supposed to be all this other. We're supposed to be real people. Real people representing real people, but our government has become so corrupt because the people let it happen. We can never ignore our responsibilities for what has happened here. We are the ones who have been so negligent to people by surrendering our rights little by little, the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, and all those other, you know, there's all sorts of them. This tri-state compact that's out there trying – how we've taken, even in the Supreme Court, talk about eminent domain. Supreme Court said it was okay for a state to take private property and give it to another private individual. That's about as un-American and unconstitutional as it gets. That isn't right. It's one thing to take, the eminent domain was supposed to be limited for a public need, such as a military base or a school or something that was a true public need, not to give your money to your friends so they can build a shopping center. In that case, I'm trying to remember the name of it. I got to go look that up. I haven't looked it up in quite a while, but I believe it was in Connecticut where they took these people. I mean, generations had lived in this community, and they said, "Well, we'd rather put up a parking lot, a shopping center, and a parking lot." And the people fought it and fought it, and then they finally built a shopping center, but nobody would go to it. It ended up dying. From everything I remember, the shopping center went out of business because people wouldn't go there. Because it was such an outrage to steal people's homes to give it to a developer to build a shopping center. Just outrageous. But that's exactly what this tri-state compact thing will do. And we've talked to people over the years about this regionalism and all the different things. I mean, it's just, there's so much to it. There's just absolutely so much out there on this stuff of how we have stood on the sidelines trusting, turning our heads and spending more time working and watching silly sports games while our country is just stolen from us, totally taken over, totally stolen, our rights going down the tube. And the communists knew how to do it. I mean, that's what this is, a communist takeover of this country. You can call it Marxism, communism, the World Economic Forum, whatever. But it's all coming down to taking away the rights. The dictatorship. And the thing that Glenn Beck, and I see Joe out there, so I'll get with you in just a second, Joe. Glenn Beck had his special the other night. He does the Wednesday night thing, actually, last night. Wednesday night. Excuse me. And he talks about the three groups of people. Or you got a group of people, you know, which will be the Americans, the Germans, the Italians, whatever, black, white, whatever, the individual, the people over here, the different types of people. Then you have Russia and China, which are the nationalists, the people, you know, who do not want the Great Reset. Does anybody truly think Russia or China will ever be part of any world, United Nations, One World Order thing? Do they really, silly, believe, I mean, it's insane to think that they would do that, but that's them. Then you have this international, the internationalists that want this Great Reset. And we get these elements out there. And how, if the people, there's more than enough people in that first column with all the people who oppose what they're doing, who want freedom, who want to do what they want to do kind of thing, live their own life. However, if they allow these other entities to take over, block their rights, take away their guns, which, okay, isn't that what they did in Australia, you surrender all your rights, well, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to abuse it more and more and more. And that's exactly what's happening. And that's why, if we're not careful, this country's going to fall too. Biden, my opinion again, is the most treasonous president we have ever had. And especially in a totally, my own opinion, suffering with some type of dementia, his mental facilities are not there. He was never what I would call a great leader to begin with. I never cared for him in the Senate. But now he's in such a state of fog. Who knows who's really making any decisions? But he's the one who's in that seat right now. So this is on his watch. He is going to be ultimately responsible. And I just think it's absolute treason. One last comment, and then I'll of course, you're not going to drop off, but a comment right now, and then I'll get Joe into the conversation here.
Yeah, just real quick, that in 1812, when they were passing the 13th Amendment about lawyers, they needed 13 states, and they didn't have but 12. The 13th state agreed in 1819 to the 13th Amendment, and then they hid it, and no one knew about it. And people didn't understand that even the 27th Amendment was originally written in 1789, but didn't get approved till 1992. So when you look at the 13th Amendment's proper proposal, someone could come along today and reenact it, and the fact that lawyers should not have been, and it was already approved and passed, but it was hidden under the table in 1819 when it met all the requirements. So just a little overbrief that it is a amendment that has been and is approved, and it is in fact met the requirements of the 13 required states at the time, and legally under the constitutional, lawyers don't belong. Sally, go ahead.
Absolutely true. And who were the ones who were hiding the amendment? The lawyers. The same reason why we don't want lawyers in public office. Okay, Joe, are you there?
I am, Sally. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this evening?
Not bad. Did I come in late? Do you start at 7:30 or 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time?
7. 7 o'clock.
7. Ah, so you only have a few minutes left then.
Well, we're on till 9 o'clock, so we got plenty of time.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about the 13th Amendment, which I know nothing about, so I'll just, take under advisement what you two have said about it, do some research on it, and see what I can come up with. But I wanted to find out what the topic was of your show tonight, other than the 13th Amendment. Unless you're talking about that,
tonight is open mic night. This is a chance you get to talk about whatever you want.
Let me see.
Open mic night. We've been talking about a variety of subjects. What is the state of our union today? What's the state of the world? And where do we go from here? Dear Lord, help us.
That's the important question. Where do we go from here? Now, I think everybody who goes to your show, we realize that the cabal, whoever they may be, according to everybody's different definition, is in charge of the world. According to myself, it's the a few of the richest families. It, of course, is being represented by the World Economic Forum. I don't know if Putin is on the side, because you were talking about how Putin or China could actually be on the side of globalists. I think that's what your statement was, or your message was it?
No, actually, it's they're against the Great Reset because, and what I was actually trying to explain, and this was something Glenn Beck has talked about in the past month or so. He came out with his book, The Great Reset, and he's been talking a lot about this Great Reset piece. But the whole idea is, does anybody truly ever think Communist China, the Communist Party, or Russia are going to be part of a global world, new world order and following the United Nations? Or do you think they're going to want to be their own dictatorship? So it's China and Russia wanting the national dictatorship, the nationalists. They want their own countries to do their own dictatorship. And then it's the globalists. The Klaus and company and Bill Gates and those nutcases who are the international dictators. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that want the New World Order, Great Reset routine, and they want to be dictating to all the individual people, we the people across the world. And we the people across the world want freedom. We don't want their garbage. But right now the money obviously is out there. And then just those three different categories, real people that want to be free and live, the communist dictators, the likes of China and Russia, who will never, ever be part of any New World Order stuff. That's just not going to happen. I don't know why anybody would even think it. So there'll always be an element. However, they can use them, they can manipulate them to play games against us to move forward with this, the Great Reset, New World Order, One World Order, whatever kind of stuff. So that was it. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, the citizens, of course, wouldn't want the most of the citizens wouldn't want the Great Reset, but a few would because a lot of them, too many of a percentage, in my opinion, in the UK and the United States, still want the masks to be mandated. Even if you take the mask mandate off, they would like to have the mask mandated. So, you know, whether or not it's for health reasons or simply because they love being, part of a governmental serfdom, who knows? But you were saying, why would Communist China and Russia ever be part of the Great Reset? Because Putin is a graduate of Schwab's teachings, and I don't know who Xing is, but of course it could be manipulated by the Rothschilds and the internationalists to do what they want. But the end result will be the same. Now, you're saying they don't want the Great Reset. Who knows? Like I said, if Putin is a graduate of the World Economic Forum and is a puppet of the Rothschilds, who's to say Xing isn't? And as a result, they may absolutely want the Great Reset, and they may absolutely want the New World Order.
Well, I guess anything's possible, but I tend to think they like their own dictatorships. They want to be in control. They don't want to be controlled by anybody else. So when you talk about, and I guess that's the part that I haven't heard enough of an explanation of how this New World Order, except, you know, it's the United Nations kind of thing, this New World Order, One World Government, these globalist elitists, who are going to be the ones in charge? Who's going to be left standing when they take over? That's kind of been my question. Who's going to take over? Or how is this all going to work with this one world government kind of thing? How does that truly work? And you're more than welcome to share any thoughts, and then we can get Dr. Tolbert to share his thoughts too. What is the structure of such a one world government?
Well, the one world government is supposedly to bring peace to the world, but as people know, it's there just to have the richest families in charge of the earth with a depopulation plan of only about 500 million left. I thought years ago that the plan was about 500,000. Now I hear it's 500 million, Georgia Guidestones, et al. But I also believe now I came across this this conclusion just recently, if it's true that those like Bill Gates, Schwab, Fauci, for example, if they're taking oxygen and carbon dioxide away from the environment, cutting down trees, polluting the air with chemtrails, polluting the land, polluting the ocean, I have to say, wait a minute, even if you're the most psychotic bastards ever born, If you're going to do that, and you know that, if you're successful in doing that, this so-called climate change, but really is nothing more than terraforming the planet into making it into a huge swamp, then you can't be human beings. You have to be aliens. So if you are aliens, then the New World Order is nothing more than the destruction of the planet. It's not even about bringing it down to 500 million. It's about having the planet habitable for interdimensional beings or demons or aliens or whomever you feel might be anything but human. But if it weren't for this, if it weren't for the taking away of the oxygen, the carbon dioxide, and successfully doing it, and the dimming of the light, dimming of the sun's rays, rather, the chemtrails, the pollution, then I would just say it's all a matter of human nature. Just a bunch of people who are rich, powerful, having nothing better to do, simply, and just as simple as that, nothing better to do, just to have all the castles. They even have, I think a few might even have miniature submarines. They have their parties. They have the status. They've got all the money. What they need is to become gods, like, you know, Caesar, Caligula, Nero, et cetera. And if they become gods, then they're still going to kill each other because there can only be one. That's how psychotic they are, so. But it won't be killing themselves off. They'll be killing each other off. Internecine means. But if they're going to terraform the planet, then it goes even beyond that. So I came to the conclusion about a week or so ago, it's probably aliens.
Your conclusion was what?
That probably aliens are in control of the control of the New World Order agenda.
Well, there's definitely others who believe that too, and that I'm not sure I would totally dismiss that because these people don't seem human to me. That's for sure. For many reasons, they don't seem human to me, but that's another story.
Well, yeah, well, so, think about
okay,
it.
Okay, doctor. Yeah.
Oh, you want
go
Dr.
Ahead.
Torber in there? Okay.
Well, you can add another comment, then we'll go to Dr. Tolbert. You want to say something?
Well, think about it. Human beings, even the most psychotic, do not. They may want to go down in a blaze of glory, but that's because they're being opposed by somebody. Psychotics just don't wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to burn down my house with me in it. Okay? They may burn down the house if the cops are outside, all right, trying to kill them. So they're going to say, you're never going to get me, copper, like Jimmy Cagney said. But just to wake up and freely terraform the planet into a swamp, take away oxygen and carbon dioxide, it's not human beings. Can't be.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely questioned how these people can be humans many a time. So, Dr. Tolbert, your thought?
You know, getting into the conversation like that would be beyond my comprehension based on political thoughts and things. So what Joe is saying is a interesting comment, and psychologically, there are probably multi-millions of people that are non-human because of their own intellectual idiocy is not allowing them to be who they're supposed to be. So the structure of the world by God and how he formulated it and the questions of many people of other aliens from other places has always been an ongoing scientifical question, but it's one that I stay away from, Sally. But it's an interesting thought that are the rich, there's actually three people in the world controlling the world financially, and these three people are unknown factors of using China, Russia, and all these people to formulate their own riches and power, and they don't care what you do or don't do because they're accumulating all the wealth. So we have a big issue just with that by itself. The climate, you know where I stand on that. I totally have against control. I don't want to get into it. We wrote articles on it. So I think he pretty much covers what needs to be said, and we'll leave it there and let you keep continue.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, so there's many, many ways of looking at what's going on out there. And who knows? We're going to find out in time. We're going to see. We will, at some point, though, the truth is going to be totally told. We know right now the truth isn't being told in too many places, which is something I've said. Does the truth matter anymore about anything? And to me, it doesn't. Not anything in the political sense. The one other thing I was going to mention, well, a couple other things there before it's over, the food supply. When we talk about what's happening here, this is, goes back to the fact this crazy stuff of what they're doing with Russia. Can somebody or anybody explain to me why we are dependent on Russia and China for fertilizer, and which, of course, is going to impact the crops, and then, of course, all the equipment that runs on fossil fuel that is going to be there. So what happens to the food supply? And then you take it to the next step, right here on this homeland, how much control China has of our food supply. So, I mean, does anybody think
don't
that
forget,
we are...
Sally, the computer chips, too.
The computer chips. The other, which when we talk about the electric cars, I can't remember what the primary chemical component is when they're making the lithium batteries. It's something that has to be mined, and I believe it's mined out of China a lot. Mostly
lithium.
Slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, lithium batteries, but I thought it was something else, what they actually call
catalytic
the,
converters?
Know, some, no. No, the actual rock out of the ground was something besides lithium. There's something else to it to make lithium batteries, whatever it is.
Vanadium, I forget.
Yeah, there is some fancy name for it. I can't remember, but the whole point is, it has to be mined. It's an element that has to be mined out of the earth. So they don't mind. They don't care about taking that out of the earth. They don't want to take the fossil fuels out of the earth, kind of thing. That's also with slave labor. But the fact is, the lithium batteries are much more destructive to the climate afterwards because they don't know how to properly dispose of them and stuff like that. So there's a lot of side effects to that. We had the show on that a while back. What's more dangerous when it comes right down to it. And then, of course, they don't talk about the fact that you, where does the electricity come from, people? It's also insane. It's also insane in what they're doing there. But the whole point is we keep, what we're doing is impacting our food supply, too. Do these people understand when they cut all this off from Russia and of course, with China, too, that we don't have a food supply? What happens to the food supply in this country if we are totally independent on ourselves without these others right now? What, do we have enough food to survive? Luckily, we have a very rich land, but when you take out that the fertilizers and stuff like that, which who would have ever thought Russia was their primary supplier of fertilizer? It's beyond me.
Yeah.
What happens there? You know, Joe, you can go, and then Dr. Tolbert.
Well, who would have
thought? Yeah, just following up.
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, the lithium, you want to speak? I'll be quiet.
No, I said go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead, Dr. Tolbert. Dr. Tolbert, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just doing a background research on the lithium and how and where it's been formulated and the cobalt, nickel, and how that we're totally confused what it does. But one-third of the world's lithium, the major component of the battery, comes from salt flats in Argentina and Chile, where the material is mined using huge quantities in water and otherwise. So, you know, what they're talking about and the work that it takes to get it in the countries it's coming from, it just, why are we even doing it? You know, it's just tremendously beyond my understanding how we need electric cars and the charging of the batteries and putting the parking lots, and I mean, even motorhomes today, you know, we use Class A motorhomes, and they're now converting Class A motorhomes where they're going to have their own electric, and they're not going to be running on fuel, and to me, it's just beyond my comprehension, so I just wanted to add that to it. I apologize.
Oh, no need to apologize. I'm in agreement that it's insane. It's But it never had anything to do with energy. Just like COVID and all that nonsense never had anything to do with health. This other stuff doesn't have anything to do with the climate. It's all part of this scheme to control people. And, you know, think about what happens when you can't simply get in your car and drive across this country. I mean, a lot of people don't truly understand, at least to me, they don't understand what the real impact is going to be when you have no rights. They control your food supply. They control your travel. They can control your communication. They control the media. Are we not a dictatorship? I mean, how close are we to being a dictatorship today? And so I don't know, Joe, if you want to go first, how close are we to being a full-blown dictatorship today here in the United States of America? Joe? Well, Joe, if you're talking, you must be on mute. Hello? Dr. Tolbert, you still there?
No, I'm still here. I have the same thing. I put my phone on mute, and so when other people are talking, I don't interrupt. But, you know, I believe the standard he wants to talk from is an interesting way to divert. Are we going to have other speakers tonight, Sally, or just the three of us?
Well, I had a couple other people who told me they were going to be calling in, but I haven't seen them show up yet. So, and others,
yeah.
All you got to do is press 1 if you would like to speak on the air. So let me know. Right,
yeah,
now, no one else has their hand up.
Yeah, we actually sent out to the senators and to the governors and to other people asking them to join us tonight, because I believe that being able to quote who you are as a senator, whether you're DeSanto or Rubio or Scott or anyone else, you need to be part of these shows. You really need to get involved because you're part of the 100 individuals in the Senate that has a right of final approval of constitutional authorities, and we're not following any of it. Getting away is one world power. Want to get rid of the fuel and use a product from a totally different environment, which has to be formulated. I mean, it's just beyond my understanding why even people would think they want to do that when you have to go to other places to get it. Like, you know, when I did a background check, as you guys were talking about it, what's the product? Where are they getting it from? How are they building the batteries? You know, we would thought, you know, China, but now all of a sudden we find out it's coming from other South American countries. And why are we going there to build these? And why are we doing this? All these why questions are falling on the table. I don't comprehend why our federal government is even giving consideration to the fact that chemicals and other factors are going to destroy the earth. You know, the batteries, lithium batteries, cannot even be destroyed once they're formulated. They become an evil factor by itself. And how long can you ride on them, and where do you go charge? You know, a car using a battery drives for 3 hours, 2 hours. What are you going to do in a case of an accident, funny? What are you going to do in a snowstorm? How are you going to handle floods and territorial things? You don't have air conditioning in your car. You don't have heat. All these factors placed on a battery. I mean, it's just beyond my understanding why anybody even thinks about buying electric cars or electric anything in that matter. Sally?
Exactly. And, of course, our Secretary of Transportation says, oh, it's going to be so much better. Just go buy an electric car. The fact that it costs you $60,000 shouldn't be a problem. And, of course, we had that bad winter storm, about a month or so ago. The electric cars were all stuck on the highway, couldn't get a battery charger to them. They were stuck there. So there's the total insanity of the electric car. I see we do have somebody else who just went ahead and came in, and let's see, the last four digits, 2072. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, Sally. It's Pat from Jersey. How are you?
Hey, Pat. How you doing this evening?
I just wanted to comment, if I may. I heard you talking about trade and the fertilizer and all of that. And, you know, the way I see it over the years, being around for some time, you know, it's certainly free trade is very important. You could, you know, the dollar being, you know, fairly valuable over the, you know, the entire world against other currency can be good at certain times. You don't want it to be too strong, the dollar, but you certainly want to be competitive. And so it's, you know, fair trade. The problem is sometimes, you know, companies go too far. Like everything is made in China today, as we know, mostly everything. And that's a problem. And that's, to me, that's just greed. I really see it as greed. They're not thinking about their country, you know, these big corporations. It's just buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. Look what they've done to the holidays, Thanksgiving, and right, it used to be you had your Black Friday, and that was great. Then they started to open up the stores early. Then they went into Thanksgiving afternoon, you know, the afternoon of Thanksgiving, you know, breaking up families and just all about buying, 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 and the cheapest thing that you can get. Again, free market is great. It's not that you want the government to control that, because that would be a problem too, but I think a lot of it is greed from these big corporations, and they need to, you know, just take a step back and look and see what they're doing, because it's killing this country, in my opinion.
Well, and on that same note, when it comes to big corporations, how they, the fascism, let's talk about what the role government now plays in all these big corporations and how much, what they were saying, I don't know, I've heard between Biden and Psaki, whatever, that saying they had like 9,000 permits to drill oil and they haven't done anything and whatever else. And right now, because of the economic environment, no one's willing to invest in drilling in these new areas. And, of course, we have what they call the ESG, environmental, social, governance thing, whatever it is that's going to impact trying to get money. The banks are not lending to them. And this is the ultimate example of fascism. So the role of fascism with these large corporations is really a major thing, too, to me. What do you think of how government's playing into this and impacting everything?
Oh, absolutely. And again, this whole thing with, you know, and I watch the news, and I'm sure like everyone else, I hold my head. You hold your head when you hear that it's all Russia's fault and all this other stuff, when gasoline has been going higher, higher, higher each time. And this is not a plug for Republicans or anything like that. Not about politics per se. It's about the current administration going down the wrong direction, I think. And leading us in wrong direction in a lot of different areas. But, no, I absolutely agree. There's no doubt about that. It's a big problem, and it's getting worse.
And what do you see right now, either, I mean, if you're in Jersey, we know a lot about the craziness of what Jersey does. What do you see as the solution? What's your hope as far as the 2022 election? What is it really, the people's role? What has to happen? What, in your opinion, what do we have to do to reset this ship that's sinking, the Titanic or whatever?
Yeah, I saw part of the Titanic last night go down on Beck.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, the way I see it. Right? First of all, you got to forget about party for a second. Right, you got to look at what's going on, right? Do you agree or not? I certainly don't, right? And a lot of things. The gas is just one thing. I think it's a no-brainer that when energy goes up, everything else goes up. I don't know why some people are actually surprised. Gee, bread went up, right? Or, you know, cake or whatever they're buying. How do you think it gets to the stores? It's all about energy. Your home heating. You wait until air conditioning in the summer when that happens. I've seen the rates already go up in the middle of the winter. The gas here is about, I think it's about $4.37 a gallon. It just jumped over 20 cents in one day. Bing, you know, just like that. You know, and I keep hearing it's going to go higher. You know, this is an emergency. I'm tired of hearing that. Sure, you want to conserve, but they can fix this, not go to these other countries that they're talking about. Iran, are you kidding me? Venezuela? It just doesn't make sense when we have it right here in our backyard. And you want to talk about green energy, and it's going to pollute the same, whether it's our oil or theirs, right? This is an emergency. The American people have taken it on the chin the last couple of years with COVID, right? Need a little relief here. I think we're going even worse, in the worst direction. This is going to be tough for a lot of families. This is not a joke. This is really, really going to be tough for a lot of people. I was just talking to someone earlier about, oh, gee, my job is opening back up because that's what's happening in Jersey. No masks, people are starting to go back to work. Well, they're going to be driving. It's going to cost them a lot to get to work. A big concern about that.
Exactly. So,
anyway, I was going to say, so, you know, vote opposite or whatever's going on. You have to do it. You have to send a message. We don't like the current path. I don't know who would like this path. I really don't. I don't know anyone that would like open borders and, you know, very expensive energy and all this sacrifice. We've already sacrificed a couple of years on something that, again, wasn't, American people, you know, the Americans' fault, you know, the people, not the government. That's another story.
Well,
right?
Let me ask you this. Obviously, anybody that follows anything to do with politics knows that Jersey's not what you would call a conservative state, even though, let's see, was it the recall or the reelection of Murphy or whatever the governor there? He didn't win by very much. So you could see it seemed like there was the people of Jersey have had a little bit of an awakening, too. Are you finding that to be more true lately? Are people
Absolutely.
In Jersey saying, yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. People that I know are, you know, hardcore Democrats are really starting to think. Yeah, you can only hit someone's pocketbook so many times, right? And then just turn on the TV and listen to this crap. People aren't stupid. They think people are stupid. They're going to find out at the end of this year how stupid people are. God, I have my fingers crossed, that everyone does the right thing. But it's true. Yes, Jersey came very close to turning, you know, Republican governor. It didn't happen. It was darn close. I was even surprised it was that close. I really think the way things are going, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And it's not just here, it's everywhere. Everywhere I have friends from all over the country, and it's all the same story. California, forget it. We won't even talk about California. That's a total mess.
I think we need to put a wall around California. If we're going to build a wall anywhere, put it around California. They got to be one of the nutsiest places. Well, was there any other specific topic that you want to bring up on what's happening out there today?
I'll sit back and listen for a bit and give someone else a chance. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you for calling in. Joe, are you there? Sorry, did you come back?
Yes, I'm here.
Any follow-up or comments or anything else you want to add at this point, or we'll go to Dr. Tolbert if you're listening?
Nope.
Because, I mean, I have to admit it, Joe, there's not too many times when you don't have something to say. Okay. Dr. Tolbert, we'll go back to you.
All right. Well, following up on that statement, Sally, let me continue with the old tradition of my flapping my gums.
Okay, we'll give you a few more minutes.
Oh, well, listen to this. Okay, I listen that voice of resignation. Oh, God, I got him started. Now he's never going to stop. All right. I just wanted to reinforce and just put out there logically. Yes, the alien kind of concept would, of course, make people go, what? Really? But like I said, I came to the conclusion about a week or so ago, and I like people to think about it. Would really psychotics of any kind of nature, of human DNA, to have had the time over the past 50, 60, 70 years, or even sooner with the Rothschilds in charge, would they really choose of their own volition to take carbon dioxide and oxygen out of the air? For what particular reason? That means the destruction of the planet. For what reason? It's a lot different than taking cobalt or tin or uranium out and not being able to recycle it. Or just doing it for the destruction of another country. But when you're doing it like they're doing it now, that destroys the whole planet, including them. So why would they do it? So I just want to throw that out there, and that's it.
Well, I would, when you were talking about the aliens, I can definitely, you know, the images of Fauci, I can see him as some kind of weird alien. Yes, I can definitely picture him as an alien, without any doubt.
Or Zuckerberg. I mean, Zuckerberg, I'm not even talking about demonic possession, even though that might be it. Or human nature going really, really awry. I am talking about virtual, not even virtual. I'm talking about aliens per se, the existence of non-humans. And again, the only other major reason why would be because, not because there's any evidence of aliens on this planet. I've never seen any artifacts. Nobody's talking to them. Nobody has voice recordings or photos. UFOs, yeah. Aliens, no. Of course, there's that Area 51, you know, video, but who knows if that's true. But you have to just connect the dots. Would aliens do that to themselves? It's one thing to become gods, but to become gods in order to destroy the very atmosphere and environment you live in so that you die? Nah. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting thought. It makes about as much sense as what anything I can make of anything else that's going on out there. And when it comes to Fauci, Fauci to me is totally guilty of crimes against humanity. He's not the only one. Take the people in the FDA. How many of them are aliens or just extremely greedy people? Greed is definitely, between greed and power, the root of all evil. I truly, truly believe that. But Fauci, I'm trying to understand how a person could have any kind of faith, and maybe this is where Dr. Tolbert can chime in. What kind of faith, belief, does a person like Fauci have and do the things they've done, knowing? I mean, it's not a matter of making a mistake and coming up with something that was more deadly than they thought it was, whatever else. But when you hear him saying things that today that he said years ago when he was trying to come up with a miracle cure for HIV, or he actually ended up creating it, I think, more, whatever, and all this other things that he's doing, it's like, how does this, I mean, what is the core belief of this individual? Because they don't seem to have any. They don't seem to have any decency or humanity within them. Thus, maybe the alien thing there, I don't know. But is the greed, and this is where Dr. Tolbert can tell us more than anyone else probably on right now, is the greed so great it totally overcomes giving in to the Satan kind of thing, or is he truly an alien?
I wouldn't even say that. Yeah. I would just say that's part of human nature, what Fauci's doing and what Gates would be doing. Because Goebbels is, every dictator is guilty of it, of killing democide, of killing their own citizens in order for them to maintain power. That's part of human nature. It could be if somebody wants to introduce some sort of fact or conjecture that aliens are in their bloodstream, are in their DNA and their lineage. Okay, I don't see any proof of it. Well, all I'm saying is if you connect the dots, the ultimate destruction of oneself and the destruction of everybody else and the planet you live on can't be human.
Well, there's definitely no way. You know, I remember a while back having another person on the show, and there was talking about the actions of these people with the climate or the socialist / communist, where they're trying to have the equality for the world kind of thing. And he was explaining these people, many, not all of them, of course, these people truly believe that the world isn't fair because some people have a mansion and some people have a shack. And it's not about having equal opportunity. It's about having equal property. And you should take the property and divide it equally among, and it has nothing to do with what the person's work ethic or anything else is. You know, so if you choose not to work, you should still have a nice house to live in. If you choose to work and produce stuff and provide the food and whatever else, you know, the cars and whatever, you should live in the same house as the person who sits there doing nothing all day. You know, this what they're calling equity or equality kind of thing. And but there's these some people that truly believe that the world is just not fair and everybody should have the same thing. They seem to have no concept or understanding of what a free society versus a slave society. What's the motivation if you're enslaved and you have no opportunity to do anything better? If you've already been told, well, here's what your role is going to be in life. You're going to clean the toilets over here while this person is going to be the chef. You have no choice. And you're going to live in this quarter right, you know, two doors down from the chef, whatever. Is that what people really want? Is that what people believe, you know, that type of thing? So it comes to the greed and the evilness of greed and power. I was never raised, and this, I guess, comes down to the faith, and we're gonna close the show with Dr. Tolbert giving us some final words here on this. But I was raised to believe it's wrong to kill people, okay? Now, today's culture, especially when you see all these robberies and the killings in the street and those who kill walk out the door, we don't seem to teach that anymore. Now, was it really an element of greed that taught the society it's okay to kill people? If you want those diamond rings in there, go get them. Just go break in, take them, walk away. Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen. There's no reason you should pay like everybody else who worked and created that product. You just go in there and take it. And if you have to kill a few people on the way, yeah, what the heck, you know, go ahead and do it. It's your right to have what you want. Don't kill anybody to do it. That's okay. I wasn't raised that way. I was raised killing's wrong. I was raised you're supposed to help people when you can. You can't, I can't save the world kind of thing, but I can do things to help others, to actually care about each other. I was taught the opposite. But I also know somewhere in there, as we spoke about earlier, taking God out of the schools. Then there was an element which was, what was the real intention of it? I remember, do what it takes. You're number one. Do what it takes. You can succeed. You can be whatever you want to be, whatever. Do what it takes. And in that process of changing that attitude, whatever you want to call it, it seemed to get carried away with itself. Like, well, do whatever it takes. Okay, I'm going to lie about the coworker over here, and I'm going to take credit for the work they've done because I want to get a promotion. Or I'm going to brown nose myself into a higher position with a boss because I do whatever it takes. I want to get a raise. I want to move up the food chain. So I'll do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes, even if that means killing somebody. Whatever. We seem to have lost the core value, and again, so much of that is taking God out of schools. But now it's anything goes. There is no culture. There is no value. Were people always instinctively greedy? Well, I think so, but I also think with core values, greed or the wanting to do better is good. Had we never wanted to do better, would we ever have indoor plumbing? And I prefer indoor plumbing than an outhouse. And I have used an outhouse before. I don't like outhouses. I happen to like indoor plumbing. Where did that come from? You know, it was someone came up with that, build a better mousetrap routine. And there was that reason, and hey, we do this, we make life better for others, and some people will prosper from their inventions. That was the way I was raised. That was work hard, do something great, but you don't go in and run over people, shoot them, steal from them. You don't do all that to get there. But today, it's the other way around. Do whatever you want. Do as little work as possible, steal as much as you can, get away as much as you can, and if all else fails, run for public office because you can get rich there and you're not accountable for anything. You're totally immune from everything. You don't have to represent those people. You just have to be nice and smile at them when you're running for office. That's kind of what I've seen happening in this environment. And we'll kind of go, Joe, you get a chance to make a comment on that, then we'll go to Pat, and then we will go to Dr. Tolbert, who will close us with a prayer. We got about 25 minutes, so I think that'll probably take us right down to the line. So, Joe?
Okay.
The
complaints that you're talking about in today's society, those are the same complaints back when Elvis was around. When the beatniks were around, those were their complaints. So this has been going on for centuries, especially the last few decades. The thing is that when you're talking about how it's becoming a little bit more rampant today, I agree with you. I just saw a video this morning. Incredible. A daylight robbery. I forget what state it was in. But a guy and his partner pull up in an SUV, punch through a garage door, not all the way through, but punch it, use the SUV to punch through the garage door to go inside and steal $15,000 worth of equipment, photographic equipment. And they had done that about 2 weeks prior in broad daylight. People are walking by. This was on tape. People are walking by with dogs. But they don't think it's a robbery. They don't know what's going on. They just keep on walking by, minding their own business. So, yeah, people are becoming more brazen, not just because of the shifting in times is a result of Soros-funded AGs and DAs allowing offenders to get away with increased, they raise the bar of what's a felony offense. So instead of stealing, let's say, $150 to become a felon, you can steal $900 or $1,000 each robbery, and the DAs are instructed not to prosecute. So, of course, the criminal element, those who feel disenfranchised, those who are losers, are going to take advantage of it. So it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse. I'm finished with that little soliloquy.
Well, it definitely is going to get worse, and it goes back. You know, I ran for office in Orange County a few years back. It was 05, the Orange County mayor. And that's when I learned so much about the true corruption of elections and, of course, the Republican Party, too, and stuff. And I just remember because I had been out and dealing with some public policy issues before, and I really never had any dreams of being in politics. Will I ever run for public office again? Never say never, but I don't think so. And I remember at one point this person who was helping me, who had been, you know, engaged in a lot of the political public policy stuff all along and was helping me and whatever else. And at one point, and I had a witness, somebody else was there with me, he said something to me that he received a call from someone asking him to basically bribe, taking money to help either leave, you know, no longer support my campaign or try to derail it or whatever. But the whole point was to try to get me to convince me to drop out. They didn't want me to run. And when he first said this to me, and of course I could, what he was trying to say, he didn't come out and openly say how much will it take for you to drop out of this election. He didn't say that. But that's what the insinuation was. And he himself, they had been offered so much money or whatever. And I just remember when he said that, and I laughed at him. I said, what? Because I'm not that evil. I don't think that way. I wasn't raised that way. The bribery. It's like if you can have that at that kind of a local level and a local election, what do you think is happening there? And I won't even begin to go into all the other things that happened with the Dominion machines in the primary and how they corrupted
right.
the primary that should have gone to a general election. I mean, there was just other things involved there. But that's the root of all evil kind of thing. It's just unbelievable. So the element is there. There's always been an instinct. People love power. It's getting worse. Those people, going back to the George Soros ones, they sell their soul. They were never taught that their soul had any value, I guess. But I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that. And I guess I'm the weird one. Am I the weird one out here because I won't sell my soul? And this goes across many, many areas of how people sell
themselves.
Well, you're the minority.
I wouldn't say you're the weird one.
Well, why am I the minority in such a thing? And what did we lose along the way that we have lost any core values kind of stuff? You know, starting with taking God out of school, taking any kind of faith, teaching any kind of decency, and promoting the total opposite, promoting it's okay for a boy or a young man to dress up as a girl, go into the ladies' room, and rape a young lady. That's okay. That's acceptable today. It's insane. Well, that being said, Pat, what would you like to chime in on that last, and then we will go to Dr. Tobel, who will give his opinion, and he will close our show with a prayer.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for taking my call. Just in general, you know, speaking about, you know, what's going on today, and you know, especially the young folks, they don't seem to have the drive, a lot of them, and want things handed to them, and, you know, all these promises, and just, you know, you need, again, brought up like you about, you know, certainly killing or doing anything wrong, you know, you make an honest living, right? And my parents, you know, really, I think, taught us well, and, you know, and same thing with my friends and neighbors and, you know, rest of the family, and that's the way it was. Today it's like somebody owes you, whether it's the government or some other group or whatever, and, you know, I don't get that. I really don't. You need to work hard. That was the whole idea. If you want, you know, a second home or travel to Europe or vacation or whatever you wanted to do, you know, if you want to sit home like a bum, well, you know, whatever. But it's like they feel that you owe them, and I think it's disturbing. I mean, that's what I see today. A lot of the young folks just talking to them, and they don't have that drive that we have. And, you know, it's a tough world. It's not easy, you know, as I'm sure you're aware. And you see it at work, right? Where I work, you know, some people really want to get ahead, and that's great. Nothing wrong with that. You do it the right way. You don't step on others and all that other stuff. And then there are others that just, you know, the job owes them. I can never figure that out, but that's what we're seeing, especially with some of the young folks. But outside of that, hopefully someday we can talk more about the aliens.
Actually, I know somebody who would really like to talk about those aliens. So I'm going to see, because they have gotten into it big time as to planet Earth and the aliens and what's happening to the people. We're always intended to be the serfs of this planet kind of thing. And somebody who really does get into it. So I'm going to see about having them do a show on this, because I've talked to them about doing it. I said, well, maybe I'll come on and talk to some people about this. And so I think
it's an interesting topic. It really is. But anyway,
yeah,
thank you again for... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. An interesting topic, and you just really never know. Why would we be so... I don't know, what do you want to call it, egotistical to think that we're the only life form out there and whatever else with this gigantic universe and that this is the only thing God created versus creating other planets and aliens or whatever else. But anyway, yeah, thank you so much for calling in. And last comment?
No, that's it. Thank you again, and I appreciate you taking my call. It has been a great show.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Pat. And now, Dr. Tolbert, you've got 17 minutes to give your opinion on some of the things we were just talking about, and then I will ask you to close with a prayer.
Yeah, let me start with that I would be an alien in the fact that I am a true believer of the creation by God, so that would separate me along with a few majority in the world today that are total believers. So we would be an alien in the sense of the writing of the Bible, and we're actually described in the Bible as being aliens versus the common person. So there's a big description on how and what's being discussed, what a true alien is when you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and the Trinity, and you believe you have an assignment and you follow it and you work accordingly. In 1954, when the Johnson Act came into effect, and they actually formulated the 501c3s, and they said that you had to file with the government in order to have a ministry, and they started doing the food stamps. So they took away the power of the ministries, the churches, the schools. They took away the neighbors from working and helping each other. They removed everything, and this created 1954, which put people in the position, if I need something, I will go to the government. I don't need to get a job. I don't need to work. I don't need to go to school. We had the biggest number of failures of over 80% of our students. I was one at the age of 17 in 1960 that had to go to jail or go to the Army because we were out doing things that we couldn't do or shouldn't do, but we had to do because there was problems getting the food, getting the work, getting the jobs, and we would do a lot of silly things. Of course, then spend 22 years in the military, a Vietnam veteran, a letter from the Congress, you know, talking about what I did as a retired E-8 Master Sergeant in the Army and my service. You know, all these factors that you learn. You know, here I am now a doctor of education teaching international. And we get into the word of equality. What is the true word of equality? And the problem with equality is that if all people are equal on the standard of their education or not education, you formulate socialism. So you have what they call unequality but equality. Means based on my ability to do something based on my intelligence, like I could be a carpenter or I could be a technician or I could be a doctor or I could be a singer. So everything of my equality is based on my knowledge, my training, and my ability. Well, our school systems stop allowing us to have equality. They stopped allowing us to find what we are best at doing. And they put on that you had a score that you had to match with all the students, rather than we can find what you're best at and we will improve who you are in order to make you productive. So what we're doing in the new book, which is the parochial schools versus the public school system, we're looking at how do we train you based on your intelligence to be productive in your country, in your neighborhood. How do you produce the goods and services? How do we remove the food stamps? How do we remove the federal government, the state government? How do we get you involved? How do we not only do classrooms, not only do we do the virtual reality and live interaction to the web, but how do we put you in the job training? Can we put you where the cows are at? Can we put you where the farm is at? Can we put you where it is at? Can we help you build a restaurant? What can we do to teach you based on your standards, based on your intelligence, to improve the standard of your country? So everybody has an opportunity in every country. So now what we've done, we've allowed immigration illegally to formulate and take over the society. So we're watching certain individuals that have only one position of making an income no longer can get an income because people of higher intelligence is taking the lower jobs from other countries because they receive a lesser wage. For an example, if you took a Spanish family, they would put 8 or 9 people in a home, and they would then formulate their funds in order to buy a house, to live, and to expand accordingly, where the Caucasians would end up separating, going to other endeavors, and they can no longer meet the same standards. So all these factors of education, technology, all these things of teaching how to learn, how to base on your own ability has failed. And I'm going always back to 1954 when it was a total separation of the government. And then all of a sudden it becomes under control with amendments, constitutional changes, all the factors that people are talking about. We have to stop thinking about I'm more powerful than you are because I have more intelligence. I'm not more powerful because I have more intelligence. I have a different calling than you have. You're a baker and I'm a lawyer. You're a technician. I'm a mechanic. You're a doctor psychiatrist. You're a doctor of education. So everybody has a different standard, and the equality has given me the opportunity to do what I can do in order to produce in my country. So we get back into what we're teaching now in 45 countries, and we're going to get into 195 countries. Can I educate you in order for you to be productive? Can I give you not only the training of being able to read, write, and arithmetic, can I find where you stand and in your own intelligence, can I move you to the position where you become better at what you're doing? Do I start you out as a technical because your intelligence allows you to work with computers but doesn't allow you to be a mechanic? Everybody has different calling. When God created the world, he created it so that the world and all the individuals in it could build it, could formulate it, and could live upon it. And what's happening is we're destroying the ability individual to reach its own standard through food stamps and through all the other factors. The federal government totally disrupted our ability to learn. We have the highest number of students dropping out, the highest positions of everything going around us. So we just have to really rethink what do we want to do and how do we want to do it in education in order to change where we're at in America. And so we're going to other countries and saying, if I help you set up universities and schools using the hybrid school system, where you have on-the-job training, you have the classroom, you have the actual application, you have the technical things, all these factors. If I help you do that and your country becomes productive, you can then be better as the 195 nations. So this is one of the places we're heading. It'll be in book number 3. We're going to continue. I'll go ahead and take us into prayer and let you close, Sally, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Father God, in the grace and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come together as one nation, the nations of you, God, to who we believe in this day. Father God, we know there's a divine purpose why you've allowed me tonight to come and speak in front of the groups of the society. Father God, it is with your blessings that we open the door to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Father God, there are those who are born again who know who you are and those who listen who are not born again. Father God, we're asking that you indwell the Spirit in these nations, in these people, these individuals, and that the door opens. Father God, the removal of the evil through our nations, through our 195 countries, through the 50 countries and nations of the United States of America. Father God, that you open the door and put blessings upon all of us. Father God, lead us accordingly that each person has their power to change what they're doing, that they don't call upon others, but they find out the calling that you have given them, and they study and work, and they prepare themselves accordingly. Father, let the farmers be able to produce the crops. Let the technicians be able to put together the technical support. Father God, let each and every one of us be prepared to conquer the negative factors that's going around us. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity and prayers with the words of hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of the people that came tonight and the information they provide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Tolbert. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. It's been a great discussion. Please be engaged. Please get share information with others and say a prayer for our country. We really, really need to say a prayer. We must come together as one people, and it's for all of us. The freedom, when freedom is lost here in the United States of America, it's going to be lost around the world. We truly are the leaders of freedom, and we must get back to that. We must get back to faith, get back to core beliefs, and the individual, the rights of the individual. We really need to do that. And I guess it was Kennedy who said, it's not what your country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. And we really, really need to think about what that means. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We will be back next week. I'm promising to get back on my weekly schedule here. And we're going to have a special show on treason. And where does evilness and treason come together? I think that's a pretty good topic to talk about as well. So, again, good night. God bless. Please be good to each other. And say a prayer for America. Thank you, everyone.
Amen. Amen.
Good night.